Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We continue to bring you highlights from South Dakota Symphony Orchestra's 2017-2018 season. I hope that you have enjoyed these past few months of summer with the symphony. Today we get to bring you Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 in F minor, Opus 36. I was in the audience during this performance, and after the show, after the encore, you know, people didn't want to leave. People were standing in the lobby just talking about the performance. Here is Delta David Geyer with a few reasons why.
Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony is a pivotal work in a lot of ways. He was a Russian composer. He was the peak of Russian composers of his time. His first three symphonies were very much part of a Russian tradition. The Fourth Symphony took a different direction. It followed his attempt at suicide, which is a life-altering thing. And right from the very beginning of this piece, you hear the horns intoning what is basically the theme of destiny, inescapable destiny. It has a very tragic character to it, an inevitability, I would say. About it's a lot of weight, and you just all of a sudden know that Tchaikovsky is now a different kind of composer. Not to say that the work itself is a tragic work. I mean, it ends in a great triumph. It's one of only two pieces in my 14 years at the South Dakota Symphony that we've had to encore. It was just pretty spectacular. I think of this symphony as a gateway drug, because right. I don't know if anybody who does not love this piece of music, whether they have any idea about classical music, Tchaikovsky, any of it. It's such a gorgeous thing. And then, of course, there's that second movement, which begins with an oboe solo. It's hard to imagine. I've heard a lot of different oboists play this piece, but Geoffrey Paul brings a gravitas to this solo that it's rarely heard. And I basically just had to let him have his way. I mean, if I tried to conduct it, he would ignore me. He would just, it's like he would just take it in the direction that he needed it to go, which is absolutely fine, because you know what? It's all about the oboe. So you can listen for that in the second movement. The third movement is very famous because it's pizzicato strings. It's an absolute delight. It's nothing like it in the entire repertoire. And like Beethoven before him, Tchaikovsky then had set the tone for what it was to be a symphonic composer, a Russian composer. And anyone who followed, particularly this Fourth Symphony of Tchaikovsky, had such a high bar.
Thank you. Thank you.
The South Dakota Symphony Orchestra recorded live on April 7th. That's Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 in F minor, Opus 36. We hope that you enjoyed this summer with the symphony. I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.